this is just a thrill for me. Hassan House is here. And Hassan is a published author. He was here a few months ago with an essay on the Pittsburgh Promise and was working on a book, and now it's out. Hey, Hassan, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for being with us. How old are you?
13.
And tell us a little bit about school. This year you're a freshman at City High. Where were you prior to that?
Miller African Centered Academy.
And were you there for most of your school, like K through 8?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. It's a great school. And where do you live? What neighborhood?
On the Hill District.
Excellent. And what made you decide that you wanted to write a book? What got you interested in doing that?
My mom, other family members, radio stations, TV shows, and friends.
And your book's called Life Tips, Everything a Child Should Know. Do people come to you for advice a lot, or how did you, I guess I'm curious about how you managed to learn all the things that you talk about in the book.
Well, I got all my tips from, like, my mom, like, experiences in school, experiences at summer camps and birthday parties and things like that. So, like, everything in the book happened in real life. Like, all those tips are real.
And it seems like you had a really strong desire inside of you to share these tips with other people. And why is that?
I just wanted to get kids on the right page, younger than me or older than me, because the book's not only for children around my age. It could be for adults. And some of the things in that book, a lot of kids do a lot. So I just wanted them to get on the right page.
Now, one thing I really like about the book, and we'll have you read a little bit from it, is the format you chose. Every section begins with somebody writing a letter to you or a note to you asking you for advice. Was that your idea to do it that way? That's a really neat way.
It was my mom's idea and my publisher's idea.
Yeah. It's kind of neat, though, because it keeps it light and kind of makes you want to read. It keeps it sort of folksy. But some of the advice you have to offer can get pretty serious. Is there a particular section that you might like to read? I think a lot of them are good. I could, you know, suggest one, but is there something you really like in particular?
You could suggest one.
How about, I think the tips on friendship on page 16 are really appropriate to just about everybody. And I think people would love to hear it in your own voice. And we'll talk about where the book is available, how you can pick it up and meet Hassan. It's a beautiful book. It's called Life Tips, Everything a Child Should Know. And I think it would be a nice gift for somebody and a gift for you to support Hassan. You're 13, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
So to have a young author with a book like this is great. So tell you what, how about if I read the first part?
All right.
I'll read the question part and then you can read the response. So it's written in the format of a question that's first written. Dear Hassan, what would you do if your friends wanted to sneak into an R-rated movie but your parents told you to see something rated PG or PG-13?
What I wrote back was, I would say no. Rated R movies have stuff that can be graphic, like profanity, while some movies are very scary. When you get home first, your mom is going to ask you, how was your movie? Then she'll say, so what was it about? You won't know because you didn't go to see a PG-13 film. Your mom is going to know you went to a rated R movie. Listen to your parents, not your friends. P.S. Your parents have been on this earth longer. They are just making us do these things for our safety.
And then after the response, you have some very, clear tips. There are, looks like there's 9 of them, or 8 of them in this section, that are all, what would happen if something happened and what you would recommend doing. And could you share those now?
Mm-hmm. If your friend has done things to you in the past or to other people you really care about, don't keep the friendship because you will end up having more things done to you than that you don't like. If your friend goes to a different school than you and you end up playing them in a sport and win, don't over-exaggerate your win because they won't be your friend anymore. If you go to a friend's house, mess up their room, and leave without helping clean, they will not let you back into their room the next time you come over to their house. If you are outside playing and you begin to feel tired, tell your friends and then go inside. If you have something weird that everyone thinks is weird, don't change to fit in. If you like your friend's brother or sister, ask if it's okay for you to go out with them. Mm. If you meet a new friend at school, don't become mean to your old friends just to try and impress your new one. If you have a company, don't leave them and if you have company, don't leave them in the house to play alone if you go outside. And that was a true tip. On my 9th and 10th birthday, I had my cousins and friends over at my house, and we were playing in the house, listening to music, dancing, eating, and my next-door neighbor came over to ask that I want to play basketball, and without telling my company, I went over and played basketball, so I left my company in the house, and when I got back, my mom was very mad at me because I left everyone in the house while I went to play with my friend.
Yeah, and you may not have, you probably weren't trying to be mean, you just overlooked it,
yeah.
I would guess, because you don't strike me as somebody who would deliberately do anything mean. And then there's one I almost missed, and this is great, if you're playing hide-and-go-seek and you know where someone is, don't give it away, don't spoil everybody else's fun. Some of the other subjects covered by Hassan in the book. You just heard one about friends, but there's tips, parents, safety, school, siblings. I'm going to be curious about that one. Entertainment, general tips, health tips, clean tips, and money tips. I'm kind of curious about sibling and money. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the book Life Tips, Everything a Child Should Know, written by Hassan Howells. I don't generally like to call attention to people's ages, but it's remarkable at the age of 13 to publish a book of this quality. And Hassan, I think you should be rightfully proud of this. You like to write, apparently, too. What other kinds of things do you like to write?
Probably graphic novels. Okay. I would like to write.
Cool. Do you draw, too?
Yes.
Excellent. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older? Might be too early. No, you haven't, or you've got an idea? It's great. The mom son look is taking place.
Okay, my mother doesn't agree with this, but I want to become a professional basketball player, and my backup plan, if that didn't happen, would either be a world-known chef or an author.
Cool. Well, I think it's good to have all those dreams, and you just never know. Sorry, Maisha, mom. I just validated all that. What other kind of things do you like to do besides write? I'll bet playing basketball is
yes.
one of them.
play football, like to eat. I like to play sports in general, run track, swim, and eat.
And before I forget, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hi to my mom, my sister, and family in general, my family and friends.
Great. Now, you mentioned your sister, and that made me think of sibling tips over on page 20 of this book. Now, I have two brothers that don't live in Pittsburgh anymore. One of them is coming in, and I guess there's only a couple sibling tips that you have here, but they're very good ones. So tell me about the sibling tips you have in your book.
Okay. If you and your brother or sister are in public by yourself and they are doing something weird, fake like you don't know them.
That's a good idea.
And don't go in your older sister or brother's room without asking first.
That's a very good tip, too. And, you know, right on that same page, you've got a couple true tips on page 19 mm-hmm. and then on page 20. And to try to give you a sense, there's sort of rules to live by. And then what Hassan has put in little boxes within the book are what he calls true tips based on his own real life experiences. And you've got a couple true tips dealing with school. Share those, please. There's one on, I guess, page 20 and one on page 19 mm-hmm. related to school.
I'll start with the one on page 19. Mm-hmm. Last year, when I was in seventh grade, I always complained about the school's hot packs and cold packs. So I started packing my lunch every day before I went to bed. One day when I forgot to pack my lunch and I tried to pack it in the morning, my mom said no because we had to leave. So I had to eat that nasty school lunch. Give yourself a reminder, write it down, tape it to your door, or set a reminder on your cell phone.
See, these are tips everybody can benefit from because I forget stuff a lot. And I try to put it by my wallet or by my keys or, you know, by other things that I know, by my glasses sometimes, you know, I know I'm going to need them. So I put that there. And then you have a tip here that dealt a little bit, you know, with getting along with other people on the next page. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that one.
All right. When I was at school one day, a boy kept messing with me, and I told him, meet me at the library so we could fight without thinking. I didn't call my mom to tell her what was happening, so no one knew where I was except my friends, and they were with me. When I got to the library, I stayed down there too long, and at about 5:30, I realized he was not coming. By the time I got to my after-school program where I was supposed to be, my mom was there waiting, and she was furious.
I bet she was. That's is that what do you think is the best way to deal with bullying or people that threaten you in school?
Tell a teacher, and if the teacher doesn't do anything, tell the principal, and if the principal doesn't do anything, tell your mom.
Yeah, Dr. Moriarty.
Or dad.
You probably had Dr. Moriarty for most of your years there. She would be, I think, a pretty strong ally if something mm-hmm. like that were to happen. And Mr. Gibson was there last year, I think.
Yes.
Who would probably feel the same way. Now, you had some money tips, too. These mm-hmm. are ones I haven't had a chance to look at those. I'm really curious to learn about your advice for money here, and that's mm-hmm. on the very last page of the book.
All right. Money tips. When you are trying to save your money, don't just put it in a hiding place when you know where it is. You'll be tempted to take it, so ask your parents to get you a bank account.
Smart.
Don't ever buy anything from a TV ad. You might be paying more than you expect. Things that you buy on television usually are not worth it, and you can get them for less somewhere in a store.
Just to interrupt for a second, did that ever happen to you? Did you ever buy anything from TV?
It was some type of foam, a colorful foam, and it got stale in about a week, so couldn't use it. I forget what it was called, though.
You know what gets me is they always tell you, like, it's free or how cheap it is.
Yeah.
And then the shipping and handling, you know, the shipping, it's not the shipping, it's the handling that ends up being, you know, lots and lots of money. And I guess handling can be whatever you mean it to be, including handling your money when you send it to us. So then there's something you have about your first job. What's that one?
When you get your first job, be prepared for when your parents decide to ask you for money. They say they'll pay you back on a certain day. But when that day comes and you ask for the money, they will say, don't ask me like I owe you something because I've been taking care of you my whole life.
Ah, so you want to be sure that you're not exploited. So maybe write an IOU, or you have to be careful. That goes true with friends too, right? You want to be sure that you don't loan money and it never comes back to you. People have a way of forgetting stuff like that.
All right. When you go on a field trip and they say you can bring money, bring some just in case.
And have you gone on field trips and forgotten to bring money before?
Yes.
And that's then you feel left out. You can't get stuff. Makes sense.
If you need money quick, ask your mom or dad to take you to a flea market or a garage sale to sell something you don't need or use anymore. Don't ever give anyone money. You may never see your money again.
Good advice. There's lots of tips in here that really don't just apply to people your own age, but also apply to folks really of all ages. Have you had much reaction to the book? I know it's just brand new, so it hasn't been out to too many places. But tell me the kinds of reactions you've had from people. I mean, if people have your friends had a chance to read it yet? And what have they thought?
They're proud of me. And most people, most reactions are, oh my God, you're so young to write a book. You're a child author. That's so amazing. And things of that nature.
Have you thought about writing a sequel or another kind of book?
My next book will probably be my biography.
About yourself?
Yes.
Excellent. That's a great topic to do, and I'll really look forward to reading that. I think that's a, in fact, I want to make an offer to you right now. When you write that, it would be really cool to have you come in the studio, either on the air or when we're not on the air, and you can read it and we'll record it and put it on our website so people can listen to it in your own words if you'd like, because I think talking about your own life is really important. What made you interested in writing your biography?
Well, I didn't find out about it until a couple months ago, but it was my mom and my aunt's idea to write a biography because in the past I had some behavioral issues when I was younger, but they wanted to talk about how far I've come, like talking to my past teachers, my past camp directors, and how far I've come in my in behavior wise.
So you're going to research yourself to figure out how you were. What's the earliest thing you can remember, Hassan? Like, can you remember stuff that happened to you when you were really little?
Yes, mainly kindergarten because those were my worst years. I used to have temper tantrums in kindergarten, and I used to sent to the office almost every day.
Wow, that's hard to believe seeing you now, but people change, adults and kids, both. Now, people listening are probably saying, Larry, like, where can I get this book? I want this book. How can I get it? Now, you have a couple book signings that are coming up. And in a minute, I'll give you the address, an email address that you can write to get information. And, you know, the book, it's softbound, and it would be easy to mail to you if you wanted a copy. It's a very, it's a beautiful book, and it would be nice to give to somebody you know. But where are some of the places you'll be signing the book and sharing it? And we can bring your mom in.
I'll talk about it.
We'll bring Maisha. And congratulations to you. You must be incredibly proud of your son.
I am very proud of him.
And some of the places where you can get it or where you're going to be?
Well, we're working on it going into the stores, so hopefully in the next couple weeks that'll happen. But Saturday, September 12th, he will be at Kennard Field. They're having their, I believe it's called the Back to School Jam, but it's a community festival in the Hill District.
Yeah. That's
He'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then directly from there, we'll be going over to the Homewood Library from 2 to 4. They are also having a program there. So we'll be there next weekend. The books are $10 for black and white and $12.95 for color. So, like he said, they're very easy to mail, and we'll later give the my email address, and or for those people who are familiar with me, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, now that you've had a chance to maybe get a pencil, the email address is simple. It's M-A-I, followed by the word Trinity, M-A-I, then the word Trinity, at yahoo.com. It's just that easy. Or you could write to us if you want, and we'll forward your email to Maisha as well as to Hassan. Congratulations. Anything else you want to tell us about the book or anything else you'd like to say? Or maybe there was something you wanted to read that I didn't point to.
No, I would just like to thank you guys for having me on your show today.
Our pleasure. And next is the biography. I expect us to do that. Thank you. That's Hassan.
Thank you.
Hassan Howells. And his mom, Maisha, and our pleasure to have you guys with us. Did we miss anything?
No. Thank you again for having us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Congratulations.